It's good to have you here on the eve of another summertime weekend. And how appropriate that we've been talking about the rest that we experience in God. God is our rest. I pray that you'll be able to spend some time this weekend resting. And let me read Mark chapter 6 and verse 11 as we begin. This is Mark's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 11. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them. As you know, if you've been with us all week, these are the words of Jesus to his 12 disciples as Christ sent them out to practice the ministry he had taught them. And what we are going to see next week is the disciples do what he asks, and then they return to Jesus and give him a report or an assessment of what they had to deal with along the way. But before they go, Jesus gives them a set of instructions in verses 7 through 13 of Mark 6, and we've just worked our way down through them as I give you some highlights along the way. Thus far, we have learned four things that we can apply to our lives, ways that we can preserve our strength as we also participate in various ministries. I'll remind you what these are before we proceed. First, Jesus sent the disciples out in pairs. Second, Jesus tells them to take a walking stick. Third, Jesus tells the disciples what to put on their feet. And fourth, he tells them to find a safe place where they can spend the night. And now fifth, Jesus instructs them on how to handle rejection. How to handle rejection. Elements of these instructions deal with physical rest, but there is also an emphasis here on emotional rest, and that's here in verse 11. Any place that does not receive you or listen to you as you go from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them. This is a lesson in how to deal with rejection. And if you do not know how to deal with rejection, then you cannot be an emotionally healthy disciple of Christ. Let me put it to you this way. You will not be emotionally at rest. In this verse, Jesus is clearly talking about rejection. He prepares the disciples for this before they begin their ministry. He says, "Any place that does not receive you or listen to you." This is about the message the disciples are going to give. These 12 men believe in Jesus, and now they are going to take his message to their fellow Jews. Jesus is the Messiah of the Jewish people. He has come from God to save them of their sins. But there will be some, many, who will not receive the 12, and of course, who will not listen to the truth about Jesus that will be proclaimed. And the same holds very true for us as Christ's people. We have the same message. We proclaim Christ. We tell others about him. Jesus has come from God with the truth, by his life, by his death, and by his life again. The resurrection from the dead, we can be forgiven of our sins, which are many. And yet we know beyond all doubt that this gospel message will not be received and will not be heard. People just do not want to listen. They reject Christ's message to their minds and hearts. Now, of course, thank you, God, there are still people who do receive and listen to the gospel. I certainly pray for this on God Is. And join with me in praying for people who do not yet have faith in Christ to hear about him on the radio and via the podcast, and to receive him into their cars, homes, wherever they may be listening, and to listen to the message that is proclaimed here every day. Yet I am aware that most people who hear the scriptures will reject what the Bible says. They turn the dial and they delete the podcast, and I get it. Jesus taught me they would. He says, any place that does not receive you or listen to you. And the same is true for many of you. There you are, faithfully sharing Christ's message with friends and family and constantly being rejected. Your friends kind of move away from you at a gathering, and you're made to feel awkward, like you can never really fit in because they know what's coming. You're going to speak up about Jesus Christ, your Lord. You're going to tell them the truth, but they refuse to believe. My friends, what are we to do about this? This rejection hurts. And if it is constant enough, then it negatively affects our emotional health. Look, nobody likes to be rejected. And yet in the spiritual atmosphere in which we live, objections to Jesus as the only one who can save anybody from sin, as the only way to heaven, are plentiful. All around us are people who have no hunger and no thirst for Almighty God. It's both stunning and tragic, all at the same time. And that makes us sad. How is it that a person can so easily resist their Creator, the one who sent His only Son, Jesus, to die for their sin so that they can live in a right, peaceful relationship with Holy God? How is it they can say a firm and even loud no to God? And they can reject God all the time, constantly and consistently. They persist in their unbelief. And Jesus' instruction in Mark 6 and verse 11 then continues, "Any place that does not receive you or listen to you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them." Interesting. What does Jesus mean by this? To answer that, we have to know something of Jewish culture at that time. It was common for Jews to shake the dust off their feet when they would visit a region dominated by Gentiles, by non-Jews, upon the Jews' return home. It's a symbolic way to express contempt. And Jesus picks up on this practice and applies it to people who reject the message of Christ. And to people who reject the disciples themselves, as the people rejected Jesus and his disciples, so then Jesus and his disciples would reject those people. For those who reject us, Jesus says, we reject them. So shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. This act by the disciples, shaking the dust off their feet as they left an area of rejection, must have been a powerful image for the rejected who were left behind. But let's think about how this made the disciples feel. You know what I think it did? I think it gave the disciples what I'll call a firm boundary to build around their emotional health, which in turn rested them. Boundaries are what we need to protect us from repeated rejection. Remember what I said earlier this week, rejection creates tiredness. So we need to put a boundary around our souls, around our hearts, to protect them. Think of the analogy of a factory owner who owns several warehouses that house millions and millions of dollars of product. He builds an electric fence around the perimeter of his property. And why does he do that? He puts up the boundary to keep his goods secure. In the middle of the night, when the thieves come to break in, they are repulsed by the boundary, by the fence. Likewise, Jesus gives us permission to build a boundary around our hearts and souls. When we go out into our communities and tell others about Christ and they reject us, we too shake the dust off the soles of our feet for a testimony against them. Not literally. We do not live in the same culture as Jesus' first disciples, but the mentality is the same. In doing evangelism, we come to learn that rejection is a part of it, a big part of it. But we do not let this get us down, make us too sad, or put us into a depression. We stop losing sleep over it. We do not let the resistance make us so weary and tired. And we do not give up and give in. We do not let the rejection make us tired. Why? Because we have a boundary that protects us from discouragement. We shake the dust off the soles of our feet for a testimony against people who reject Jesus and our efforts to share Christ with them. Luke chapter 10 and verse 16 rings loudly and often in my mind and heart. This is Jesus speaking in Luke 10 and verse 16. "The one who listens to you listens to me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects the one who sent me." That's Luke chapter 10 and verse 16. Please read that verse on your own. And wow, how condemning of those who refuse to listen to Jesus, and how freeing for us who are faithful in our witness to others. If people listen to us, they listen to Jesus. If people reject us, they reject Jesus, and ultimately they reject God. Such true and powerful and encouraging words from our Master Jesus. "Believe me, I totally understand what it feels like to be rejected when proclaiming the marvelous mercy and grace of our Lord. It's heartbreaking, especially when people we know and love will not be a Christ follower. But I encourage you today, do not lose heart. Press on. Jesus is with you, and hear his instructions to you. Go out in pairs. Take a walking stick. Wear sandals. Find a safe place where you can spend the night sharing with other believers your victories and defeats, what encourages you and what discourages you, having them pray for you, and learn from Jesus how to handle rejection. These are some of his directions to the disciples as they prepare to take their leave of him in Mark chapter 6. What an amazing encounter between Jesus and these 12 men. God is our rest, and I hope that you see what I see when you read Jesus in Mark's gospel. Yes, we have to understand the text in context. Jesus is sending out his original 12 followers. But there's application here for Christians today. We are no less learners of the great teacher Jesus than they were. Everything we need to know, Jesus teaches us, and I hope you have learned your lessons well this week. I know I have. As we focus on God, who is our rest, we began this week in Matthew 11, and then we came to Mark 6. Jesus is teaching us how to protect against weariness in ministry, and all Christians need to know this because all Christians have a ministry. And when you come back on Monday after the weekend, we are going further down into Mark 6 as we continue to follow Jesus and learn from him that God is our rest. Well, as I leave you, many of you will be busy this weekend serving God. Awesome. But just make sure you heed the words of Christ as you engage in serving others. Build your boundary. Get your rest. Lean on the Holy Spirit and trust the Lord with the results. God be with you all. And I look forward to talking with you again on Monday, right here on God Is.